System printing all this money. This episode of Tinfoil Vets here with Chris Cornell, also known aka Compound Commander. We've got a special treat for you all today. I have a special guest for you, independent journalist John Miranda. I've not butchered your last name there, I hope. Are you there, John?
Okay, Chris, you're cutting out a little bit.
Oh.
Not sure how the sound is on how you're receiving me.
Oh, you sound good coming to me.
Okay, are you hearing me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I've got you. So,
okay.
Could you give us a little introduction about yourself?
Sure. Served 8 years in the Navy. Received an honorable discharge for those 8 years. That was a long time ago, actually. Back in 86 to 94. Aside from that 8 years of service, I also used to swim. Was actually, I guess you could say, halfway decent, good enough for the U.S. national team over about a 20-year period, inclusive the time I was in the Navy, which basically you could say, for better or for worse, they basically just wanted me to swim. So that worked out pretty well for myself and, well, for the Navy as well. After that, after my swimming career finally ended, you could say, I basically was a high school teacher, a physical education teacher for about a decade, did some things because of swimming as far as TV radio with broadcasting. Then I guess you could say that 2015, I found myself back in Kentucky for a while. Got pretty active in social media. Then was asked to be a political analyst for Press TV, which that ended up becoming not so much an analyst as a journalist for them, mainly covering U.S. foreign policy until they decided that they wanted me to cover the U.S. election, which that led me into really taking a very close look at Donald Trump and seeing that he was, finding out myself that he was being sincere and that he was very serious. So I fully supported him through the primaries and obviously through the general election as well. For the past, 11 months now, I've been pretty much a freelance journalist. I've written for Citizens for Trump, Ending the Fed, Silence is Consent, the Marshall Report. I'm sure, I don't know, there's a lot of other websites that have picked up articles I've written. But no, I do radio interviews every once in a while, and just with my editor, we actually run our own little website, which is called Citizen Analyst. Dan Lyman, he and I are pretty much the only ones who contribute to that. Dan's just taken a job with InfoWars, but we still collaborate on some things that I write. And, but obviously, now the people that are helping him edit his articles are connected with InfoWars. But he's still my editor, I guess you could say. But I guess that would pretty much bring me up to speed. If there's anything else, I don't know.
Well, that's quite the impressive dossier.
Hello,
I'm here. I just mute when you're talking.
Okay.
That's quite the impressive dossier you got going on there.
Yeah, it's you could say as a political analyst journalist, it's been only about the past 2 years, so this is not something I've done my entire career. But it's just something I kind of fell into from, you know, honestly, just being myself very active within social media. That brought, I guess you could say, my name to a few people. But you know, to kind of back it up a little bit, the reason that I got connected to so many people is that when I would see a video on YouTube, I would take the time to contact the person that made it and ask them where they got the information. If I'd see an article or if I'd read a blog, I'd contact the person and ask them, hey, where did you get this information? I'd like to know more about this subject. And honestly, if you approach these people that are putting the articles, that are making the videos, and you do it sincerely, I've found that, you know, 9 out of 10 times the person would contact you back. So I made a lot of contacts through that. That kind of got my name circulated a little bit, that I was somebody serious. And then I guess you could say it's not too difficult to find out that, hey, the guy really was in the Navy. The guy really did swim for the USA. So I think people realized very quickly they were dealing with a legitimate person when I was asking these questions. I honestly wouldn't change. I feel really good that I had a bit of a small part to play in helping get Donald Trump elected, because he is what the country needs right now. And the subject we were going to talk about tonight, this Pizzagate, you know, it's about as evil as it gets. You know, if Hillary had been elected, you can bet your bottom dollar that this would all get just brushed under the carpet. But I think with General Flynn and Mike Pompeo by Trump's side, and of course Jeff Sessions is the new Attorney General, Trump will go after these evil bastards that have been doing this, these heinous crimes to children. So I don't know if you want to make that the segue into talking about Pizzagate, or you call the shots, Chris. Just let me know what you want to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to know more about this Pizzagate. And, you know, on the front of it, it seems pretty far-fetched. But the Clintons, this isn't the first time they've been involved in something like this. I believe it wasn't too long ago Bill Clinton was involved with, I can't recall the man's name, but he was running more or less
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, a Pleasure Island. So
Epstein, who I guess you could say was the subject of my most famous article that went viral. I think it had about 500,000 shares. It was called, it all, God, what was the title of it? Let me think. It All Begins and Ends with Jeffrey Epstein. That was the name of the article, and it was all about the fact that Bill Clinton has had a long-time relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, not because they were going to try and say that Trump was connected to him, which was complete hogwash. So I put out an article, this was, I guess it was October, to kill the rumor that Trump was connected to Epstein, and also to show everybody that Bill Clinton has a very long history. And the one thing that I pointed out in the article, which I think really scared the Clintons, was that it's something that's you can easily find it out, okay? But the mainstream media never talks about it. And this might even be new information to you, Chris, but who created the Clinton Foundation? Jeffrey Epstein, okay? So that makes his trips on the Lolita Express, they're all starting to make a little more sense when you realize that it was Jeffrey Epstein who created the Clinton Foundation, which obviously is not a real charity by any stretch of the imagination. It's just a money laundering scheme and a slush fund for the Clintons and their evil cohorts, you could say. But Jeffrey Epstein is the man who created the Clinton Foundation, which I put that front and center at the top of the article, and obviously that's probably part of the reason that it went viral. But okay, getting into Pizzagate, just to obviously the main problem is the name. People are not taking it seriously as they should because of the name, Pizzagate. Well, I didn't create the name, but that's the name we've got. That's the name that's going to stick with it. Now, so that people understand the name and how it all came about, if you watch mainstream media, they'll try to lead you astray and tell you that 15-year-olds on the internet are making this up and they made some YouTube videos and, you know, just complete nonsense, throwing all the facts, you know, out the window. The reason that the Pizzagate investigation started, it all started with the WikiLeaks Podesta emails, okay? Now, just to say very quickly, and this is a fact, in their 10-year history, WikiLeaks have never had to retract anything, okay? And there's been no argument from Podesta himself, from the DNC or anybody else, that anything that WikiLeaks has put out has been fraudulent, okay? Now, with the Podesta emails, there's been 34 batches, at least 1,000 emails in each batch, so you're talking about well over 30,000 emails. With the emails that started coming out in October, this was just prior to the election, people started to notice that there were some emails that just didn't make any sense. And in these emails, pizza was mentioned. Sauce, cheese, hot dogs, you could say all of the emails that didn't make any sense were basically related to pizza and hot dogs, okay? So you have to ask yourself, why is one of the most powerful men in Washington, D.C. Talking with people about pizza and hot dogs? It just doesn't make any sense. But what we found out was that pizza means little girls, hot dogs means little boys, and cheese and sauce and walnuts, it's part of the pedophile code that the FBI has put out. So when you translate pizza and hot dogs into little girls and little boys, suddenly these emails make sense, and it's a clear description of child trafficking, child rape, child torture. And this is what John Podesta is talking about with his brother and with other very powerful people in the Washington, D.C. Power structure. So it's very, very... it's revolting. It's disgusting. It's, you know, it ended up getting called Pizzagate because pizza is the pedophile term for little girls. And also, the other thing is, obviously, I think a lot of people are aware of this hoax shooting that happened at the pizzeria in Washington, D.C., Comet Pizza. The owner of that pizza parlor is also mentioned in the Podesta emails. And let me just catch my breath. I don't know if maybe you want to ask me to go in a certain direction or or something, Chris. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'll let you collect your thoughts. You can take this any direction you want. You've got the airwaves, but I was thinking it's the child sex rings among the political is nothing new. I believe Alex Jones touched on this. Satanic worship and things. I don't want to dive down that on this particular show, but like I said, this is nothing new.
No, it's nothing new. You can go back to, and it's in the thing that people need to realize is that the article I put out, I guess about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, called A Few Good Men. This is going to, there's going to be some Republican names that come up in this too. So although right now it may seem like I kind of summarized the end of that article in that people need to understand this is not going to ultimately be about Trump versus Clinton. This is not about Republicans versus Democrats, because there's going to be some Republicans that come up in this investigation as well. The former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hassert, okay, who was the mentor for Paul Ryan, okay, he is a convicted pedophile. He is mentioned in the Podesta emails as being a very close friend to John and Tony Podesta. Okay, so right there, you've got a Republican connection directly in that this man who's now a suspected predator pedophile, John Podesta, is good friends with Dennis Hassert, who's a convicted pedophile, who's the mentor to Paul Ryan. Will Paul Ryan be mentioned, or will he end up being in this investigation? I wouldn't bet against it, okay? Because when you know his mentor's a convicted pedophile who's good friends with John Podesta, who this entire investigation is actually centered upon. You know, it's not centered upon a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. It's centered upon John Podesta. They are his emails in which, you know, clearly using the pedophile code, he's talking about the trafficking, the torture, and the rape of very, very small children. So it's all very, very disturbing. But yes, sadly, this goes back, I think, at least 30 years in Washington, D.C., and it may go back further than that. You've also got the connections out to Hollywood, which people out there, most people will tell you, well, basically this horrendous pedophile stuff has been in Hollywood at least since the 1950s. So whether it started there first and worked its way to Washington or vice versa, who knows? But definitely there's going to be connections to not just from Washington, D.C., but to Hollywood too, because you've got people that are connected to both that are in the emails connected through Podesta. So it is, you know, the one thing people need to realize is that this wasn't hatched by some 15-year-old on the internet. This wasn't hatched up by somebody making a video. This all, the citizen investigation all stems from the Podesta emails that WikiLeaks put out, okay? There's a verifiable pedophile code that John Podesta is using with his brother and other people connected to the Clinton campaign and supporting the Clinton campaign, and also to a particular pizzeria in Washington, D.C., where it's a known fact that they had pedophile bands, pedophile art exhibitions in this pizzeria. So it's much more than just a pizzeria. It is some type of pedophile hub. Has there been actual trafficking or rape of children in this pizzeria? Honestly, I don't know. But the pizzeria is mentioned in the Podesta emails. For some reason, this random pizza shop owner by GQ magazine is called the 49th most powerful man in Washington, D.C. Now, that makes absolutely no sense at all. He is apparently the former boyfriend of David Brock, who runs Media Matters. But even being the boyfriend of somebody who's powerful should not make you one of the top 50, you know, most powerful people in Washington, D.C. But if he's connected and supplying children to the pedophiles that are in Washington, D.C., well, then that, sadly, could make him one of the top 50 most powerful men in Washington, D.C. So James Elefantis, the owner of the pizzeria, he definitely needs to be investigated. But the center of the investigation is on John Podesta and Tony Podesta. They're the ones using the pedophile code. It's in the emails. The emails are verified. How WikiLeaks got the emails, they say it's from an insider. Your TV will tell you it's from Russia. Honestly, it doesn't matter. They're real emails. And you're talking about the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign, the chief of staff for Bill Clinton. He also was an advisor, top advisor for Obama, you know, using a pedophile code, talking about, I got to stress this, talking about the trafficking, the rape, and the torture of small children. So this has to be investigated. I think, as I put down in my article, A Few Good Men, right now we've got the FBI's compromised, okay? The Department of Justice is compromised. Why are they compromised? They're compromised for two reasons. James Comey and Loretta Lynch both have solid connections to Hillary Clinton and guess who? John Podesta, okay? So there's not a snowball's chance in hell that they're going to do anything about this prior to Obama leaving office. But once Trump gets in there, you can bet your bottom dollar he's going to replace Comey. We already know he's going to replace Lynch with Jeff Sessions. And then the investigation is going to begin. This will not get swept under the rug. I'm sure Trump is aware that a couple of Republicans will be caught up in this as well. But the thing you got to remember, okay, a lot of people aren't aware of this. Steve Bannon, okay, is going to be in Trump's White House, okay? Well, who was Steve Bannon's mentor and one of Steve Bannon's best friends? Andrew Breitbart, okay? Andrew Breitbart died a very suspicious death in 2012. Back in 2011, Andrew Breitbart outed John Podesta as being a cover-up guru for the pedophile syndicate in Washington, D.C. Okay, that tweet didn't get much attention back in 2011. But now, knowing what we know about Podesta and the fact that Breitbart's death was very suspicious, you have to wonder if Podesta didn't take out Breitbart, which Steve Bannon, who's going to be, you know, an advisor to Trump in the White House. I'm not worried about Trump going after these guys. It's going to happen. Okay, Steve Bannon will make sure it happens. Guarantee you that. That's why I think the press was so hard against Bannon, because Podesta understands with Bannon advising Trump. Okay, Trump, Sessions, Bannon, Flynn, Pompeo, they're going after these guys. But obviously nothing's going to happen until after Trump is sworn in on January 20th. But it will happen. I feel 100% confident in that. And it's tough to understand that investigations should be happening now. Possibly they are behind the scenes, but obviously there's going to be no arrest or anything like that until after you've got Lynch out of there, Sessions in, after you've got Comey out of there, and whoever Trump decides is going to be his man at the FBI. But, General Flynn, who's going to be the national security advisor for Trump, he's even tweeted about this, okay? His son has tweeted about it, too. So they all know. But the thing that should make everybody understand that Trump will go after these bastards is that he's got Steve Bannon with him in the White House. Steve Bannon was, you know, mentored by Andrew Breitbart, good friend to Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart died suspiciously in 2012 after outing John Podesta as being a pedophile protector in 2011. So justice is coming, and it's going to come for these bastards in 2017. That you can bet on. Okay.
Just out of curiosity, where were these pizza parlors located? I was reading a little bit of it on WikiLeaks, and they said there was more than one.
Oh, sure. Yeah. What you've got a string of shops on Connecticut Avenue, right there in Washington, D.C., okay? You've got the Comet Ping Pong. Then you've got another restaurant, Bucks, which is also owned by the same guy, Elefantis. Then you've got, Besta Pizza, which translates in Portuguese to beast. That's owned by the head of the child trafficking. The head of the child trafficking unit in the Department of Justice. And their logo is literally the logo for the Man Boy Love Association or some crap like that. So it's a pedophile logo for that. If you look at the actual neon sign for Comet Pizza, it's actually a satanic symbol. Across the street, you've got a bookstore which has the Royal Woman Love symbol. So you've got all of these restaurants and bookstores and everything in this very small section that all have either satanic or pedophile symbols in their logos. So it's really just unbelievable. It's right out there for everybody to see. Okay, and this is not logos that, you know, I'm making up. This is logos that the FBI has put out, that's what these logos mean. Just as with this pedophile code that John Podesta uses, the FBI has put out, that's what this code means. So it's not people making this up out of the thin blue air. Okay, the FBI has put out, hey, these symbols are pedophile symbols. These codes, or these words, are used in a pedophile code. It's two pizza parlors and then Bucks Hunting or something like that, but it's also some type of restaurant. It all needs to be investigated, obviously, because it's all connected to the emails too. Hillary's had fundraisers at those businesses, which makes no sense. George Soros has given tens of thousands of dollars to these restaurants on that block. Okay, none of it makes sense unless they're paying for something else, because nobody is buying $100,000 worth of pizzas for a campaign or for anything else like that. It's just complete nonsense that it all needs to be investigated. But it all starts with John Podesta and his brother Tony Podesta. You could say they are the spider web comes out from there. Obviously, as you get further and further out the web, you're going to have people. Maybe they're only briefly associated, actually not doing anything, you know, you could say illegal or committing crimes. But obviously you get to the center of the web, where the big spider is, which at this point looks to be John and Tony Podesta. For them, it's very difficult to think that they're not going to have some type of death penalty or life in prison. But as you get further out in what the connections are, that's something that law enforcement's going to have to investigate.
Well, tomorrow's a big day for President-elect Trump, I believe. Isn't it tomorrow they're casting electoral votes?
Yeah, tomorrow's the 19th. As far as I know, the Associated Press, not that I trust them, but they said that they only really found one Republican elector who was not going to support Trump. And that is I'll just describe him as a lunatic, the guy down in Texas, who basically is a Democrat and somehow fooled the Republican Party in Texas to get him to name him as a Republican Electoral College voter. Nancy Pelosi's daughter has tried some type of campaign, but essentially she's only gotten Hillary people to sign up, and they would have been voting for Hillary anyway. So I just don't see this really. They vote tomorrow, but apparently it's not even counted until January 6th or something like that, I was reading. So it's really on January 6th or possibly January 13th that we're going to get the final vote total told to the public. But from what I can see, just like the recount failed, this Electoral College nonsense is going to fail as well. And, you know, worst case scenario, just say that they did somehow try to steal it. Well, just look at who Trump has, you know, picked for his cabinet. Got quite a few generals in there. Okay, so... honestly, I'm not worried about Trump still being sworn in on January 20th. The military is with Trump. The veterans are with Trump. If Obama tries any shenanigans to cancel out the election results or stay in power, forget it. The military is with Trump. End of story. So I'm honestly not worried about it.
I can see that in the veteran community. So there are many Trump supporters. Yeah. I think all he had to do was the Mattis move. I've got one of those crown-eating Marines sitting here working sound for me.
Yeah.
But, John, I think I'm going to go
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to go for a quick commercial break, and we can collect our thoughts, and I'll come right back with you.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
Comes a time in a man's life. And laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, inthearenafitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is inthearenafitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to Veteran Radio Syndicate on VetRS.com. The best in online radio.
And we are back. You are listening to Tinfoil Veterans with your host, Compound Commander, and our special guest, independent journalist, John Miranda. Very knowledgeable man, and he's telling us all about Pizzagate. And are you there, John?
I'm still with it. Yeah.
Absolutely. What would you like to tell us?
Well, actually, one thing I wanted to say this in the beginning, but I guess I can throw it in now. You've got a lot of people in the mainstream media and in the controlled opposition media, such as the Young Turks. They've got a guy called Sank or something. I can't even pronounce his last name. But anyway, he literally goes on the air, and he's got a pretty big following on YouTube. So even though he's officially alternative media, he's basically controlled opposition because he's trying to tell everybody that Pizzagate is fake. And he's saying that it's just a bunch of 15-year-olds on the internet that are doing this. And then he even states that he went to investigate the Podesta emails himself and he couldn't find anything about pizza. Okay? So what I want to say to your listeners, okay, is that it literally is this simple. You go to WikiLeaks.org, okay? You're on the homepage. You type in Podesta pizza, okay? Then you hit return. Guess what happens? You get 136 emails from John Podesta talking about pizza, and he's not talking about pizza. He's talking about little girls, okay? If you, right there on the, so you don't have to go to some special link. You just go WikiLeaks.org. You go to the homepage. You simply type in Podesta pizza. You will get 136 hits. Of emails in which John Podesta is talking about pizza. And he's not talking about pizza. You'll understand that once you read the emails. But if you type in Podesta hot dog, I think you're going to get something like 80 different emails. If you type in Podesta walnuts, Podesta cheese, it's all there. So it's very, very easy for anybody to find. Okay, you just go to WikiLeaks.org, right there on the homepage, there's a big box where you can type in the search. Just type Podesta pizza, you'll see what I'm saying, 136 hits directly. So the main thing with something like this, it's one thing to listen to somebody on the radio, it's another thing to maybe even watch a video that seems pretty informative, but when you actually go to WikiLeaks yourself and you type in Podesta pizza and then you start looking at these 136 emails, you're going to see for yourself, you're going to understand this man is not talking about pizza, okay? So I think that I definitely wanted to say to all your listeners, just so that the information's out there. So when people are trying to tell you, you know, hey, this is for real. There really is a satanic pedophile syndicate in Washington, D.C. I mean, basically, I think every American understands that there's pedophiles out in Hollywood. Okay. Well, guess what? You're in Washington, D.C. too. Okay. So, and John Podesta is definitely one of them. Who he's connected to? Well, take a look at who's sending the emails, who's he sending emails to that, you know, are dealing with the pizza and the hot dogs and everything else. It's a bit of a rabbit hole, but it's a verified rabbit hole. And it's definitely, just put it this way, I'm looking forward to January 20th, our new president, our new attorney general, our new national security advisor, our new FBI director, whoever that may be. I'm sure Trump's going to pick a very good man or woman. And we're going to get some justice for these children. God only knows how many have already been sacrificed and everything else. It's very, very heavy thoughts. But I'll throw it back at you if you got something you want to throw at me. Chris.
It's definitely sickening to the stomach when one thinks about it, but it's not at all unfeasible. There was a lot of stuff that came out here recently over in England. They're having pedophile ring after pedophile ring. They had that one fellow that worked for the BBC for I don't know how long, but I mean, if a media company will cover for a person like that, how far-fetched is it to think that the highest people in government would be covered for by their subordinates? I mean, it's not far-fetched.
Well, I'm actually glad you touched upon the BBC scandal, because the guy who was the pedophile was a guy named Jimmy Savile, okay? He actually had a big fundraiser that he had on the BBC every year. He was supposedly a comedian who was friends with the Queen, friends with Prince Charles. Had his fingers in all types of charities throughout the country, okay? But he was also a presenter. He had some type of children's program, I think, on Saturdays or something. Every Saturday on the BBC, so 52 times a year just for that. The guy who covered up what this guy was doing, okay, at the BBC was a guy named Mark Thompson, okay? Now, where is Mark Thompson today? Mark Thompson is the CEO of the New York Times, okay? And the New York Times hired Mark Thompson after it came out that he had covered up the pedophile scandal of Jimmy Savile at the BBC. So the New York Times knew they were hiring the guy that covered up the pedophile scandal. Okay. Now, when you look at right now, you could say you've got two major newspapers plus NPR that are trying to say that Pizzagate is fake news. Okay. Well, one paper that's saying that Pizzagate is fake news is the New York Times. New York Times has the CEO who covered up the pedophile scandal at the BBC. The other paper that's saying that the Pizzagate is fake news is the Washington Post. Okay, well, I got the Washington Post, I got no respect for it. Okay, but then you've got, obviously you're aware that NPR is basically the biggest radio outlet in the United States. Okay, NPR is carried on more stations and everything else. It's supposed to be national public radio, but it's government funded, and sadly, it's Democratic, left-leaning, globalist, pro-globalist nonsense is pretty much all that NPR puts out. Okay, now something that I uncovered, okay, which is very interesting. Guess who NPR is a client of? Just take a wild guess. Or do you want me to just tell you?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I had mute again, but they're intertwined with BBC.
Okay. No. NPR is a client of the Podesta Group.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you've got the New York Times saying Pizzagate is fake news. Well, the New York Times has the CEO named Mark Thompson who covered up the pedophile scandal at the BBC. You got the Washington Post, Bezos blog, you could call it, I guess, also saying Pizzagate is fake news. And then you've got NPR going out promoting that Pizzagate is fake news. Well, NPR is a client of the Podesta Group, okay, which is like the biggest lobbying group in Washington, D.C., okay? Well, Pizzagate starts with the Podesta emails. So if NPR is a client of John Podesta, obviously they're going to not tell you the truth. So the thing that you have to remember is that we saw it during the campaign, okay, that essentially the entire mainstream media was pro-Hillary, just putting out blatant lies about Trump, blatant lies about what the polls were really like and everything else. Even on the list today, we got the New York Times saying there's a 94% chance that Hillary's going to win. Okay, just complete blatant lies. So obviously, John Podesta, as the chairman for Hillary's campaign, was controlling the media. Okay, now that this Pizzagate is really centered upon him, which it truly is, okay, because it's not that you type in Hillary pizza when you go to WikiLeaks and you find 136 different emails. No, you type in Podesta pizza, you find 136 different emails. So who's saying that Pizzagate is fake news? New York Times, okay, zero credibility. Washington Post, zero credibility. NPR, which a lot of people still think, oh, well, National Public Radio, they still have credibility. No, NPR is a client of the Podesta group. So that throws out their credibility as well, because obviously they're going to do what John Podesta says. But, you know, the main thing for your listeners, you know, just WikiLeaks.org, right there on the homepage, type in the search box, Podesta Pizza, you're going to see for yourself. You're going to have 136 emails that you can look at. I mean, that's all you have to do to understand this is not some type of, you know, wacko conspiracy or something like that. It's real. It's the uncomfortable truth. It's very sickening. Because you go through those 136 emails, you're going to understand. He's talking about trafficking, torture, and rape of very, very small children.
Well, John, for our listeners out there, I'll take this a step further. We've got a Facebook page for the show, and I'll go ahead and do the legwork later this week, and I will post links to all of this stuff on the Facebook page. That way all of our listeners have to do is click on a link, and it will be there for them to read.
Feel free to link it to my page, too. I mean, that's fine. Obviously, I've covered this quite a bit since the election. It's probably been the main thing I've covered, written it, like, three articles now as well. I don't know how much more we can talk about today, but I would just say that if any of your listeners have any doubt, please go to WikiLeaks.org. Right there in the search box, just type Podesta Pizza. You're going to find out for yourself what we're talking about. And you got to remember, this is about very small children. Okay, so this is not something that I wish it was called Podestagate. Maybe people would take it much more seriously. If it was up to me, it would have had probably that name. But we're stuck with Pizzagate. It's like 30 years ago, people were stuck with Watergate. So the name is what the name is. It's gotten too big now to change the name. But this is very, very serious. It's about very, very small children and just horrific things that are happening.
Roger that, and I think there's a quote that for evil to flourish, all good men have to do is stand by and do nothing. Hopefully we've got a good man in Washington now, and hopefully a lot will change. There's a lot that they can pull out of the dark, I believe. A whole lot.
Yeah, I'm saying, put it this way. I think, and, you know, the other one that not many people have talked about is that he's put in General Kelly at Department of Homeland Security. Okay, so Trump has surrounded himself with some really good men, okay? And that's basically when I wrote that article about 2 weeks ago, I said a few good men because, you know, that comes from the movie. I don't know if you remember the movie with Jack Nicholson.
I can't handle the truth.
Jack Nicholson. Yeah. You can't handle the truth, okay? But Nicholson spins back at Tom Cruise. You know, obviously, my article, A Few Good Men, is about who it is that's going to have to go after these satanic pedophiles, okay? And that it's not going to happen until January or, you know.
Are you there, John? Hello, John. I think we may have lost John. Hello, John. Yes, we lost John. All right, well, I'll go ahead and...
Really proud of that as a journalist. Probably the best thing I think I've ever done. But it was still too hot for a lot of people to pick up. So the, even silence is consenting to pick it up, which really surprised me. But that's you can link that in there, too. It's on my wall somewhere. I can send it to you. It's no problem.
All right. Hey, John, would you go ahead and plug your sites again where our people can read up on you?
Yeah. CitizenAnalyst.net. That's the little website that my editor and I, Dan Lyon, who's now with InfoWars, we run that. So CitizenAnalyst.net. Then you've got my Facebook page, which is SwimJohn2199. On Twitter, you can catch me at SwimJohn2199. I keep that on both. But aside from Citizen Analyst, you need to actually internet everything I put up because some things I don't just do like the directly for the Marshall Report or something. So that, of course, may only go out, you know, through the Marshall Report. But I would say to everybody, hey, you're welcome to follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Check out Citizen Analyst. Both Dan and I are still active on there putting out stuff. I do an occasional radio appearance. I've done quite a few things with Revolution Radio in the past, and I'm very happy to have been with the veterans with tinfoil hats or whatever. the title's pretty amusing, but you got to take topics seriously. You got to give people the facts and let them know where they can look and see this stuff for themselves, so they understand it is a very serious topic. But I think that's about all the plugging. I'm not trying to sell any videos or anything like that, so.
You're not going to sell us a Berkey water filter?
I'm just somebody who's very concerned, loves this country, and is telling the truth. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I said you're not going to try to sell us a Berkey water filter?
I didn't catch that last part.
Oh, I was making a little fun of Alex.
No.
Hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of good news that might make you happy. You might already know about this.
No, Alex, actually,
buried
the hilarious thing. Well, no, we're talking about this, but.
Oh, I just wanted to drop something for you real quick. I was listening to an NPR thing today. Buried in the spending bill.
You're cutting out again. No, I don't know if you can even hear me. The funny thing is,
we're having a little trouble with one of our internet connections here on Skype. Most of it's coming in though. But I was going to tell you, I was listening to NPR today, and buried in the spending bill. And the Democrats are freaked out about this. They're doing away with the, I guess it's a four-person board that oversees NPR and Radio America, basically all of the media that our government puts out, and they're replacing that board with an appointee by the president, which will be Mr. Trump. So he will be directly in charge of all the media, and they are freaking about that. I don't know if you heard about that yet or not.
It was my understanding that there's like some type of FCC board, which basically I think you have seven people sitting on it, and it's pretty much a given that the current administration will get four of the seats and the other party gets three. But that Mitch McConnell was trying to maneuver somehow to give the Democrats four seats instead of the Republicans three. So there was some shenanigans with that that I know Dick Morris and a few other people were talking about. This thing that you're talking about right now, I'll look into that, obviously, but that I haven't heard about. But it does sound good if it's true. Yeah,
I played on NPR today. We were listening to it in the kitchen. It surprised me. So, and it should come up fairly easily since I played it today.
Oh, I'll definitely look into that. No, I was just thinking about, we were talking about Alex plugging things. They're actually starting to sell action figures now. So you can buy an Alex Jones action figure and an Owen Sawyer action figure, which is so funny because my editor, he's actually flying out to Austin tonight. He's got 2 weeks of training on site with InfoWars. He's started working for them a couple weeks ago. But so I said, well, are they going to make an action figure out of you?
Well, I think Alex Jones puts out some good work, but he's a bit on the sensational side, and me being a bit of a combat veteran, I probably took a little bit of that stuff too seriously. I personally believe that he aggravates people's PTSD to sell water filters from time to time. He's just a little bit over the top with some of the stuff.
I look at it like this. Is he a little bit too dramatic? Yes, 100%. But, you know, it's not just Alex. That's the whole thing. You know, Joe Biggs worked for him for a while. Veteran, good guy. Dan Lyman, who's now working for him, good guy. I can vouch for both of those guys. So, I mean, you got to look at, okay, Alex is the figurehead. But it's just like, kind of like if you looked at Fox News. Well, you can say, oh, good God, Fox News, Megyn Kelly, never watched that. But you got Judge Napolitano, you got Judge Junipero, you've got Sean Hannity. So there's still some good people at Fox News. But obviously, if you're only going to talk about Megyn Kelly, then you might as well change the station. Not that, you know, I can't listen to Alex. I'll listen to Alex. But, of course, yeah, he is a little bit too theatrical for my taste. But he still puts out, you know, on vaccines and a lot of those things, he's been, you know, fighting for the truth from day one. And he was behind Trump. You know, he did get on board with Trump, and he did help get Trump elected. So we have to thank him for that, too.
Well, John, I want to thank you for your time, and I would like to bring you back to the show in the future at some point in time and possibly talk about some other topics that I have not been willing to touch on this program as of yet.
Okay, Chris, that sounds good. I've enjoyed this hour, and wish you luck on the next hour, and definitely we'll stay in touch, and we can do this again sometime. Sounds good.
All right, appreciate your time, John. You have a good evening, man.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
And that was a very informative piece by Mr. John Miranda. I will take his links and pop them up in the Facebook page when I get a chance. This is going to be a good podcast. New experience for us here on Tinfoil Vets. That's, well, it's actually the second guest we've had, but the first one that I've actually been able to broadcast the whole thing. You know, growing pains, technical difficulties, figuring it out. Anyway, now seems like an excellent time for me to go to a commercial break and get my thoughts together on things of what I am doing next.
Comes a time in a man's life.
What do I do next?
Laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, inthearenafitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is inthearenafitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to Veteran Radio Syndicate on VetRS.com. The best in online radio.
you are back live with Compound Commander here on Tinfoil Veterans. I hope all of you guys enjoyed that last segment. Hope you've all got your tinfoil on, keeping the gamma rays out so we can think properly with our gray matter. And I'm still digging and learning. That was very informative. I cannot wait to have John back to discuss some other topics that I've not touched on. Oh, there's so many. We're going to have a good time. Anyway, I've dug this up. Let's listen to see what podcaster Tony has to say on this issue.
This is Titus Frost, spitting truth, causing glitches in the Matrix.
Round up the Illuminati all across the nation. Subject them to a session of enhanced interrogations. Let the pedophiles get raped by the demons they invoke. Put them in a wicker man and burn them in their coat.
Well, I didn't know where to kick off this Pizzagate documentary, so let's start at the source of where the information came from. And the Wiener email hacks led to more information on Podesta and a pedophile ring that's been operating in and around D.C. We know from history that the elite use pedophilia and other sexual blackmail against politicians so that they can keep their puppets in control. Now, this looks like another venue into that, where you have a pedophilia ring being run, likely and protected by the fourth branch, in order to create blackmail over politicians who go and use this pedophile ring. Now let's go into the evidence that this ring does exist. Of all the scandals at Endon Gate, it is the pedophilia Pizzagate that has the potential to do the most damage to the existing criminal power structure that was shoehorned into power in D.C. by the world shadow government. And that is true. If we take down this inner pedophilia ring, it'll take down the entire system because all of these puppets are involved in things similar to this. And this all came out because this guy on the screen and the Podestas were linked to the abduction of a young girl in a foreign country, the last name of McCann, and these images of her captors match up perfectly. So you can see here, this McCann abduction also connects to both John and Tony Podesta. Madeline McCann was abducted on May 3rd, 2007. Police renders appeared identical to the Podestas. Podesta's email communications wiped leading up to May 4th, 2007. An assistant wrote on behalf of Podesta in the May 4th email, "Where is John?" which shows that these people could have been there, and according to the police sketches, they were there. It should also be noted that the counterintelligence coup being run by U.S. intelligence officers by leaking data to WikiLeaks is also responsible mainly for this information. And all of this information will be in the show notes in the description to this video. I'll leave all the links. And here's a big link to the WikiLeaks site where the Podesta emails regarding, ping pong comet pizza are there. So if you go there and you look up Podesta and comet, this is what you'll get. And it's about a pedophile ring being run out of pizza shops. And this all started when some anonymous investigators noticed some keywords that pedophiles often use in these emails, like the handkerchief code and the pizza code and all other types of code words like pasta that people like me have never heard of before I did this investigation, because they're not terms that any normal person would know about. These are, strict jargon for pedophiles that they use as code words. So let's go over what they are. Alright, so according to this article, the WikiLeaks emails contained code words often used by pedophiles, which I had to look up, so we'll have to take this article's word for it. Supposedly, these are code words for pedophiles, where something like hot dog equals boy, pizza equals girl, cheese equals little girl, pasta equals little boy, ice cream equals male prostitute, walnut equals person of color, map equals semen, sauce equals orgy. Now, these are some pretty sick code words if they're true, and they were found throughout Podesta's emails. So let's go through all the evidence posted on 4chan and on DC Leaks. Evie's crib is very strange, and this woman's advertising that her children are going to be in a pool for people to come and have fun with. Very, very weird. That's all I have to say about this one. The headliner above on the website, Evelyn is growing up. Soon she'll be queen of the entire US of A. Right now, for a limited time only, you can spend some time with her online, raw and uncut. Yeah, and I agree, that is fucking gross. This whole thing gets really weird. Podesta, Obama, and Hillary Clinton have all had fundraisers with and at Comet Ping Pong Pizza, and the poster asks a very valid question. Why would they choose a pizza joint supposedly kid-friendly with the main attraction being ping pong tables in the basement, and also has suspicious activity at its location and is known for displaying pedophilia symbology? Well, I think we know the reasons why, and none of them are good. So I went to the WikiLeaks site, and I went through every one of these emails that you can see here on the screen. Most of them do contain those code words we talked about earlier, and reading these makes you literally sick to your stomach. These people are actually doing this crap. And just like everything in this video, I will try to put all the links in the descriptions to all of these articles so that you can all go out and look at this stuff for yourselves. In this one email, for example, you can see where John Podesta says, "Okay if I do pasta," which means, according to the code words by the FBI, a little boy. So this is just some really sick stuff, and when you read these emails, you can see that this isn't just being made up, these are real. Another email from Jimmy Comet, or James Comet, to John Podesta talking about, you know, "Did I give you a nice pizza when I can?" We already know what pizza means from the code words. Sick fucks. In this email here, you can see that James Alefantis, the owner or manager of Comet Ping Pong, is inviting Obama over, and they're going to be doing an Obama fundraising dinner, which therefore ties Obama directly to this pedophile ring. And they'll be doing some cooking at the Podesta's house with Comet Ping Pong and their other business that's...
See, there you go. There you go. There's a lot to this stuff. And anybody wants to Google search it, you can find it. So much is hidden out there. I mean, and if you look back, Gulf, there's just tons and tons. This stuff really isn't as far-fetched as you might think. But I've subjected you to all of that I'm going to for the time being. I want to listen to a little bit of music, and I will. Point in time, I might be able to do YouTube videos with no advertisements. Hey, thanks for sticking around and listening to us, guys. And there's more to come as soon as I think of it. done with that music for right now. This is the Monkey, taking over the airwaves from the man, otherwise known as the Compound Commander. I refuse to listen to this anymore. So I'm going to fight the man, even though I've already been told I can't talk about certain things that might be a little too sensitive, i.e., well, won't even mention it at this time. But yes, I have taken this over, because the government will let me do this time. All right, so what do I want to talk about now? I could talk about how the government's trying to get us, secretly destroying our lives, which we all know about in many ways, fashions, and forms. He's already touched basis on the whole financial stuff, which I don't think is really anything that we need to discuss about this time. Because it's Christmas time, let's be happy. We already spent all the money that we didn't make before the government got it again. For the second time, or third time, or fourth time. So, let's go with conspiracies. Governments have to get us, already established that. All the wars have started by the U.S. government that the U.S. has been involved in. Firm believer of this. Always have, always will be. Even though I did serve at one time for the United States government back in my younger days, you learn very quickly that the military, though is a great organization, is ran by some lunatics. Just so. So, as part of now the first day of DIV, under Captain Crunch, General Mills, stationed on Camp Couch, I now will state, those that want to join, do it. But understand that, hey, it's crazy out there, man. You'll get screwed over more times. You're going to keep on wishing, hey, man, I wish I was a civilian. It'd be so much easier. Wouldn't have to deal with assholes that are above me, that don't know what the fuck's going on. Well, I have learned now, truly, everybody are idiots.
Or if you get any rank on you, what about all the assholes below you?
Yeah, you got to deal with the subordinates. I do keep this as a general rule of thumb. There are new guys that come, and I work for a company that installs satellite communications. I won't tell you directly for whom, but we get the new guys, and they do get FNG status. And there is, I'm very proud, one guy that did get out of FNG status quicker than any other guy ever. He brought coffee to the shop when there was none. That's all it takes to make people happy. So, oh, yeah, well, the hookers and hot water, we'll talk about that another day. So, as I sit here and I smoke and I drink and I drink and I smoke, here's another thing that I'd like to touch base is why the government is out to get us. Cure for cancer. I'm a drinker. I'm a smoker. Not a midnight toker. Unfortunately, I may be the gangster of love. Some people do call me Maurice. What? But cancer, it's a very serious thing out there. Known many of people that have been stricken with it. I've had grandparents that have died from it. Things that shouldn't exist in this world. The government has the way to cure this. The knowledge is there. The money is there, has been there, has been spent. It is not that difficult to fix anymore. Except for, people want money. It's greed. People would rather have money than having somebody else alive. People kill for money. It's quite obvious by everything that happens in this world. Money is the big driver of why we do not have more time with loved ones. It's a very serious comment. I know this. On a night note, my brother, when I was stationed out there in Iraq, I got the email. My grandmother passed from cancer, and my brother has testicular cancer. That was a hard pill to swallow. Then I found out, well, the grandmother thing, new, long time, that didn't get me. Older brother, though, having testicular cancer. Turned out he had a testicle growing about the size of a hand grenade in his chest. Testicular tissue wasn't an actual functional ball sack or anything like that, as amusing as it would have been.
Luckily, the man is cured, but now he'll never get a haircut again. He shaves his head bald once a year. It'll happen again this year. A lot of money. A lot of things were spent. A lot of treatments he had to go through. Cost a shitload of money. Luckily, he has insurance. There are many that are not fortunate for that, and the government needs to step in. As much as I despise and hate them, either step in or get the fuck out of the way and allow us, the people, to teach the pharmaceutical companies that we don't like being raped. I don't know why. It's a weird concept, I know. But hell, just get them out of our fucking way. There's no reason why certain things cost as much as they do. I understand. They claim research and all that stuff. Yada, yada, yada. Sorry, but if you're making triple digits and then some, quarter million, maybe you're taking a little bit too much. Or billions. I mean, it's unreal.
Excess.
How much money they're taking. And let's go ahead, and while we're talking about people taking way more fucking money than they should, well, do I want to tap into bankers or the oil company? Oil company. Great thing, the pipeline. Let's go ahead and tap into that. The oil company. They want to make giant pipes, drop how many billions of dollars it was, so they can ship oil from up north to refiners just to then get put back onto trucks and shipped out so we can put it into our vehicles. There is no reason for that. Why don't we make these pipelines for water? Get water to the people that need it. Piping out this water, which we have an abundance of, to make sure that people can drink safe water, or the drought-restricted areas so we can farm, so we can get food to people that are hungry. Why are we putting so much effort into fossil fuels that should be obsolete? There has been so much research out there, funded by the government, strangely enough, where we can be done with fossil fuels. Yeah, sure, you don't get your Mustang anymore. You can't be going 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds type stuff. But you can get somewhere safe. Even in this icy crap, I'd rather have a battery-weighted down vehicle with good tires than I would some of these cars that have too much oomph going to those wheels. It's unsafe. They're out to kill us. I'm not sure where my rant's going with this anymore.
I just bought stock in Tesla.
Oh. Yeah. Cars. I don't trust Tesla. Something about him. Wasn't he the one that killed elephants?
Yes, he was.
Killed elephants to prove it was safe? No.
His competition killed Killed the elephant. That was Edison. Edison was responsible for that elephant's death.
All I can tell is they're a bunch of old people. Old people that played with electricity, and now electricity runs the world. And there is no reason why we are burning such things. Hey, and when I'm Southern Illinois here, big coal industry.
No, there's a reason Mr. Burns looks like. Mr. Burns is an exact caricature of Rothschild.
Yes. Well, yeah. And yet still hasn't aged in the last how many years? 25 years.
Sacrificing young children. They're evil.
Yes.
They're evil.
The giant conspiracy is against them all. There is so much out there that the government should have been doing and decides not to do. Maybe it's because I live in one of the worst states in the union that I see it all too often, all too much. People griping that they're losing their job because people are talking trash about coal. Coal is kind of a useless resource. Why are we digging shit out of the ground when we don't need to? It's overkill.
Wait, we still make steel.
Yeah, well, no. We can create the stuff that we need. That we don't need to be digging it out anymore. We don't need to be taking people's homes and having them sink creating sinkholes because the mining company wants to get that extra foot or two and end up going an extra 100 yards under somebody's property and destroying their land, making it absolutely useless to build a home, to farm, because it does nothing but sink. Their crud is just destroying things.
Actually, on the real, they should see what they've done in Kentucky, which is some of the under the surface mining isn't in Kentucky. They take entire mountains and just ruin the hell. People of Kentucky hate it.
Oh yeah, they ruin the strip mining and stuff like that. I mean, this area is riddled with old strip pits, just full of water that are useless. I mean, yeah, they're reservoirs. They're great. Do we utilize them? No. We got plenty of water. We can ship it somewhere. But they'd rather ship oil for absolutely no reason, except for to risk destroying our drinking water. Seems a little counterproductive to me.
Money.
Money.
Money. Money and power.
It's all about that money, money, money. But, yeah, it's and great jobs creating a new infrastructure for all that fun stuff. Be able to sustain where we don't need to have as much energy is out there. I mean, the LED projects, great. Getting rid of compact fluorescent, which was just an absolute hazardous material in its first place. Yes, LEDs have their own issues, but a lot less. Why don't we just go back to candlelight? You know, get the bees back going. Make everything out of beeswax. Candle to beeswax. That's where we need to be. No, we don't need daylight savings anymore.
I hate daylight savings.
Daylight savings is another one of those things that, yeah, good idea, Ben Franklin, but guess what? You can bugger off. No.
Benjamin Franklin screwed me. It's dark when I go to work. It's dark when I get out of work.
Well, it's just, yeah, we understand it's dark. The farmers don't need time frame of when to farm and harvest and stuff like that. They harvest when it needs to be done. And now with that automated stuff, they can farm essentially 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now, if they wanted to.
They're going to have robots.
Well, yeah, they're harvest. With all now the new technology out there of GPS, of being able to sit in a tractor and... Right now, it's at the point where you just have to stare around the obstacles and it gets right back onto it via GPS. Eventually, they'll be able to plot that land and just turn that tractor on. Have a man behind the wheel just like they do automated cars right now. Because, well, trust us. The computers. We can't trust computers. We built them. How can we trust anything we build? We can't trust our own people.
I saw Terminator. I know where this goes.
Yes, Terminator, which still makes absolutely no sense of why can't they go through time with clothes on? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why does time travel have to involve nakedness?
You've blown my mind.
I mean, Back to the Future had it right. Yeah. You know, he was able to travel around in that nice little vest, and those DeLorean was able to, in its entire capsulability of time travel, is a great concept. Time travel does exist. I experience it every second I'm alive. I seem to go into the future 1 second at a time. It's not very fast, but hey, you know, at least I'm going into the future. Haven't figured out the whole backwards yet. And once we can prove that we can revert backwards, well, I will, probably drink a beer with myself and call myself a fucking idiot for even doing something. Who knows?
We can revert backwards. Look at society.
No, society doesn't revert backwards in a time warp frame. But, hey. I don't know. I don't know what else I can rant about. I was ill-prepared. I had no ideas of I was going to be doing this. And thus, we need to do a commercial break, is what he states. And he is figuring this out now, and he hits, so I gotta figure out how to do this, because he, okay. And here is some titty sprinkles.
Comes a time in a man's life, that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty Sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, intheArenaFitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is intheArenaFitness.com.
Battling Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to Veteran Radio Syndicate on VetRS.com. The best in online radio.
Oh, and we're back. I guess that's what I have to do now, is get back here. All right, so you're back with Tinfoil Vets. We're not crazy. We're just misunderstood. All right. All right, he's a little bit crazy. He does get the check, so I guess that is fair enough for him. I, on the other hand, do not. I do not go to the VA. Gone there a few times. No. Don't really go back. No need to. I'm not dying. I'm not dead. And I blame everybody. So, saying that we ain't got a whole lot going on. Chris has already spoke a little bit. Yes, the commander already spoke a little bit about upcoming guest, hopefully. About Flat Earther, him coming back, because I guess our original cast did not work so well. He's talking about it might be the 8th. He's going to pull up the calendar right quick to see on that one. So now, yeah, you'll have to click the... any rate, it's an interesting little topic. The reason why I'm thinking, why I'm bringing this up, Flat Earther, a little preview of that. It's not that far-fetched of a theory. Now, I still think there's a few holes in it. The expert has, well, yeah, the guy that's been researching this and dealing with this for quite some time has some pretty good answers. Not everything can be fully explained, but nor can our whole round Earth thing. Much like diamonds. Are they really forever? And really, if they're a girl's best friend, why does a guy on the wedding for the wedding get her another best friend? Isn't the groom supposed to be the best friend of the bride? It's my theory. I don't know. I'll work on that one another day. But the Flat Earth theory, pretty interesting. Is government trying to keep us down by teaching us that the world is round? I don't know. We'll talk about that on the 8th. That is many weeks away. I don't know if I want to get into the Christmas conspiracies or not, or should we hold that off for next year, or next year, next month, next week? There we go.
Show on Christmas.
Oh.
We didn't discuss how Santa Claus truly is real.
Oh, yes, he's going to discuss how Christmas, or how Santa is truly real, with a special guest of his daughter, the little five-year-old. She is five, I think.
She met him.
Oh, yes.
Jerry told me she saw Santa.
So, speaking of aliens, illegal aliens that decide to come into our country without their passport, because has anybody ever seen Santa's passport? I think not.
Trump is going to nix that shit.
So, aliens without passports. I am more specific of the ones that are not coming from this land that we call Earth. Are they out there? I am a firm believer they are. And what they're doing is watching us and laughing their heads off on how fucked up we are. Yes, well, then you're just being sexist, implying that the male is the one watching, and it can be the female aliens doing it. So therefore,
maybe they're morphidites.
There's evidence upon evidence. Now, Trump claims, now that he's elected, or if he were to get elected, he claims that he would tell us the truth about, Area 51, aliens, and all that fun stuff. Now, there is too much that is way too old, built way too perfect. Yes, I'm referring more to the pyramids than to the best of my knowledge. I think that's the oldest stuff that we can't quite explain. Stonehenge is another one, I guess. These structures out here made out of stone, massive amount of weight. Things that technology back then could not accomplish without help from something else. They're out there. Rumor has it that there are people out there that may listen to the show, or at least listen to some of this stuff. I would like to actually get that try to get an hour-long conversation on that at another point. Because, but we got a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page now.
Oh, yes. There is a Facebook page. I'm guessing all you have to do is search.
Tinfoil Vets.
You should see a picture of that. Oh, yes, he did. There would be a picture of a strange man holding a shotgun and a beer in nice overalls. Very handsome man. He's got four eyes, but hey, can't hold that against him. Rumor has it he's trying to get contacts and being able to see without those. And then maybe some of those contacts allows him to record everything, so when the drunken debauchery happens at this undisclosed location of the compound, we can play it back and prove that I was right. And then if it wasn't right, then obviously I'll do what any politician will do, and I'll just delete the evidence, or at least try to. I don't know how to do much washing. I'll be honest. My wife does most of the cleaning, and so I don't know how to clean a hard drive. I assume I just put some bleach in, bleach with a rag should clean it up. I don't know.
It will.
Yes. Worst case scenario, put it in the fire, because fire cleanses everything. As I should know, I have, on a drunken debauchery, burnt the left hand.
He burned a chicken coop down today.
Oh, yes. Chicken coop is gone. Officially gone. So, and I forgot to count the chickens before I burnt it. It'll be all right. The next topic that we are going to touch will be not myself. I have gotten into that trouble before. Okay, yes. He will finally allow us to, at one point, discuss 9/11 and all the other wars that were started because we attacked our own shit. Or at least set it up that we attacked our own stuff. You know, working out and stuff like that.
The stuff we know for sure we can touch on.
Go yes.
The Gulf of Tonkin. My God.
Yes, and the... what else was? What am I thinking here? Oh, yeah, Civil War, we started our own accord. I'm actually a firm believer of that one, too.
Some would say that the first war in Iraq, they yes. advertised it as going to war for terrorism.
Oh, yeah, Desert Storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, Desert Storm was another one.
Terrorism?
Korea, World War II, World War I, Civil War, Revolutionary War, Mexican War, War of 1812. And rumor has it... that the reason we went into the Revolutionary War was because of our government, too. But that has yet to be proven. I don't know if that's even possible because we had no government at that time. Bunch of drunks in a bar. That's how we start wars.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Sounds like an excellent idea. Well, since this is Tinfoil Vets, and I'm pretty sure I've conned him into playing this song before, I'm going to try to make it play again. Hopefully he hasn't done it today. But it looks like, in order for me to do that, I've got to do something different. I think there's a way to prevent that from happening. We're going to see what we can do. I am very new to this. Please bear with me. And eventually, I will have more preparedness due to the fact that I did not even know I was going to be doing this. I was enjoying my Bloody Marys, thinking that everything is crazy.
We can totally take turns.
So,
it's fine.
Once he figures this out, we'll get this figured out. I think I got it figured out. I think I'm that good.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care, I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil.
Foil.
Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler.
Cooler.
Eat it when you're ready. Refreshing herbal tea.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. Someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. A big conspiracy.
And we're back, and yes, that was Aluminum Foil by Weird Al Yankovic. Because there is a giant conspiracy. Now, my theory, though, is aluminum foil is actually very, is not that good of making a Faraday's cage around your skull. Main reason is your body still is that some odd percentage of dihydrogen monoxide. So just putting it over your head will not actually stop the transmission or receiving of things. Your body is still in giant antenna. You would actually have to be in an aluminum foil box to really prevent it. Now, it would hurt the transmission, but it doesn't completely stifle it. It's not like the antenna is essentially on top of your head. Unless, of course, maybe you are an alien that has antennas on top of your head, much like in My Favorite Martian. Which, My Favorite Martian...
Is there an antenna on your head when you...
The theory of it actually becoming an antenna, no. It will also stifle. Because you should have that gap.
Once you have that ear gap, you no longer have an antenna. You're not having direct contact because your hair follicles, assuming that you're not bald, will not have one. Yes, if you are bald, if you put aluminum foil on your head, you are making a better antenna. Thus, you would actually be emanating a higher signal for them to pick you up. And what are we looking at?
No, I was just watching your...
Oh, he's being paranoid. He's thinking, I don't know how to be a tech. You know, a little background on me. I was once a sound guy for a band in Okinawa called My Other Brother Daryl. I really can't remember what... One of the guys in the band, the bass player... No.
That's an awesome name.
Was it the bass player?
That's very creative.
The drummer. I don't know. One of the guys... completely lost contact with. The other guy still lives down in Muscle Shoals, and the one guy did, out of the three of them, one did get to spend a little bit time in a prison, Fort Leavenworth, I believe it was, for stolen valor.
I got friends there.
And, it was pretty serious. The guy was claiming scars and stuff like that was because of Iraq and IEDs and stuff like that, even though he was never actually deployed outside of, you know, Okinawa and stuff like that. Never actually went to Iraq, Afghanistan, stuff like that. Crazy little thing. So, yes, when it comes down to sound and stuff like that, I'm very quick to figure it out once I actually understand what I'm looking at. I know that seems stupid. So, what were we on the conversation of? Government conspiracies. Antennas, yes. So, aluminum foil, yeah. Does it work? I guess we really need to do it, because I know, we all know, with the rabbit ears, you put aluminum foil on rabbit ears and it makes it better. Back in the day when everything was VHF or UHF. Now, we are in a UHA form. Reason government did this. They claim it's so they can assure a better broadcast of the high definition, because high definition doesn't really work well on VHF. Too much data. Can't do a digital signal very well on it.
They sure did sell that spectrums off to the cell phone companies.
The nice thing is, yes, that's another thing. Yes, the government made money off of that whole switch. But the problem is now you cut your distance when you're going to this digital signal and going to something smaller. So what are they requiring to do? That is now the government is trying to get you to pay for television. Why would the government want you to pay for television?
Crooked lobbyists.
That is very good. Crooked lobbyists. People are making money off of it. The government actually is making money off of it, because if you notice on your bills, if you do pay for television, taxes. You get more tax revenue from people if they're subscribed to somebody. If they're subscribed to somebody, that means companies have more subscribers, which means then the cable company is making more money, which means they're... extra employees and stuff like that. More money is getting funneled into the government just by a simple switch of going digital. If you're in the mountains, if you're on the bottom of a mountain, sometimes these digital signals don't work. And they don't have to be the mountains. They can be the small hills of the, you know, bumfuck Egypt, which we are proudly living within. It is also, it's easier for the government to track what you're watching and be able to instill in your head through commercials or programming of what they want you to think. It's a horrible little thing. Do I recommend watching TV? No. Do I enjoy it? Yeah. I get paid to install it. I don't get paid to watch it. I don't like commercials. Commercials are there for absolutely no reason but to try to make you spend more money to get the government more money for them to steal it and use it for whatever the fuck they want. Why am I trying to censor myself? I don't understand. I'm not controlled by the FCC on this thing. The FCC is a fucking joke. They are, they're instilling things that, are absolutely no reason. Anything good parenting will tell you is, yeah, you can't have, what, you can't show a belly button on I Dream a Genie or... Was it I Dream of Genie or was the other one?
I don't know. George Carlin would know all about it.
It was the, I think it was I Dream of Genie, not Bewitched. Yeah, I Dream of Genie. She wore the nice little belly thing. Yeah, FCC had a huge fit because she showed a belly button. And now,
I guess as long as you don't show the actual nipple or crotch area, it's good to go. It flies on the thing. And even then, all they have to do is blur it out now, and it's acceptable. So, I mean, our standards are constantly changing, and they try to... They're always five steps back from what the actual government and what the politics want. As you can also see in the editing of Facebook, it's bull. Facebook, theoretically, should be able to, if they wanted to, allow any content whatsoever. They don't, because they need to keep that family basis, because now they're worth billions. I mean, it was originally meant to be a hookup site, if I remember correctly on the story.
Oh, like that works.
I know. Chris, him and his problems. It's probably because everybody he tries to hook up with is with the government. He just doesn't know it.
Might be up something.
And, yeah, that's what the government's all about. Let's see here. Looking at the time here, we got about 15 minutes left. Go ahead and do a quick shout-out. We got two shows coming up right after this. If you stick with our station here, on the N side, you got Beers News. And then on the X side, if I recall correctly, it's called The Tits.
George puts out some good stuff, too.
So, informative, laughter, whatever you're looking for. The station's got it. Select times. You can always check out the station's Facebook page to get an accurate of what's going to be playing on for the day.
One of these days, somebody might get the schedule on the actual page.
Yes. you got Road Rage in the morning. You've got... what do you got in the afternoons? You've got a whole bunch of stuff.
In the afternoons.
From fuckery. Right, evenings.
Yeah, evenings, yes.
All depends on what part of the country you live on.
And I believe soon the news has been announced that we are the largest veteran radio forum on the internet, or will be this year.
That is an interesting aspect. How that happens, it's by viewers like you.
Viewers or listeners?
All right. Listeners, viewers. If you're staring at a screen, you're viewing us, you're in the chat rooms. Adam, I don't get paid enough to know. In fact, I don't get paid shit. Except for a Bloody Mary or two. So yes, definitely. Definitely check the other stuff out. You know, we may... well, probably not the greatest out there. In fact, I guarantee we're not the greatest working on it. Trust us. Please stick with us. If you check out the Facebook page on Tinfoilette's Facebook page, drop us a line, give us pointers, help us out. If you want to be a guest, you've got some conspiracy out there, you've got something you want to talk about, you think the government's trying to shut you down by jacking up your electric rates, well...
You're right.
You are correct, and we can discuss that, on why it's bullshit. And we can discuss, and we can even do devil's advocate here. I can actually argue the government's point on everything. The only way to truly understand an argument is to be able to argue the other side as well. I am I'm a big fan of that. So 90% of what I say is solely based on facts that are not yet to be found.
Try to prove otherwise.
I think that's the best way of saying I left bullshit, but within the bullshit is always truth. I am a firm believer of that. At that note, I would also like to state that... it's getting cold out there, guys. Just remember, don't be trying to burn your house down by plugging in four space heaters into a electrical outlet there. I want you guys to be safe. I don't want you guys to have to utilize all your bug-out materials just because you were dumb enough to burn down your house. If you do have fireplaces and you use them, tend to them. Make sure that they are out before you go to bed. You don't want a log rolling out to catch your house on fire either. I just caught a chicken coop on fire. And it was a very good reminder of how quickly a structure will burn. It's unreal. To go from a little itty-bitty fire that I started with the lighter to a 10x10 structure totally engulfed in flames, shooting 20 feet tall. And that didn't have any carpentry. This was just a pure wooden structure that needed to go down.
That was awesome! Whoop, whoop.
And luckily all the chickens were out and they are safe.
and we will be rebuilding a new chicken coop so we can be sustainable. So in this last, well, we got about 10 minutes left in the last few minutes. Let's go ahead and actually be more of a serious note about bugging out, safety, stuff like that. Typical prepper stuff. He's talking about that. So yeah, I just got to wrap up. He's going to give me just a couple more minutes to take over the airways, and then he's going to remove. So it's winter time. You know, people thinking about bugging out. You always want to be careful. When you're prepping, now people are going to think about winter time. Okay, what do I need for winter time? Obviously warm clothes, all that fun stuff. But also don't forget about when it comes to summertime. There's going to be times at which you're going to need water. Well, when better to prepare water, especially if you're up there where there's snow and ice and stuff like that. Gather that stuff. Snow, it's free water. It's already frozen. It's prepped. It's preserved. That's some of the cleanest stuff you can get. Do not pack the yellow stuff. Yellow snow does not taste like lemonade. Trust me.
Have you tried it?
Just trust me.
Have you tried it?
Don't eat the yellow snow.
You've not tried it. How can you say?
I will neither confirm nor deny that I've ever had yellow snow. But yes, if you're in your vehicles, make sure that you have plenty of warm, an extra layer or so. Also matches. Preferably a strike anywhere, but you can't find those for anything. The Strike-On box works as well. Lighters. Yes, they're great, but when they get extremely cold, they don't work as well. We all know this. Candles. Get the essentials in your vehicles. Make sure your vehicles have at least half a tank of gas. I know they say for the fuel pump, it's a quarter tank, but half a tank because if you're going to be stuck in traffic or stuck somewhere, you want to be able to continue running it. And other than that, if you don't have to get out, still get out. Get to a friend's house. Hang out with somebody. Don't get that cabin fever because that will drive you crazy. Crazy? I was crazy once.
That can lead to venereal disease.
It locked me up in a rubber room. It was cold there. I died. They buried me. There was worms there. They tickled my feet. Getting tickled makes me crazy. Crazy? I was crazy once. Leave you on that note. I'm going to hand the airways back over to the compound commander so he can do what he does. And I am going to get myself another Bloody Mary.
Awesome.
Stay safe. Good night.
Awesome.
Hello, everybody. It's Compound here. I appreciate all of you guys for joining us for the show, and it was wonderful to have a monkey on the airways for a bit. As soon as we get our tech worked out, hopefully we can both have headphones and be on at the same time. We play off each other real well, and I tell you what, from doing this, it's a lot easier when two people can play off each other than when one person's just talking. A lot easier that way. Anyway, let's see if I can figure out everything that we're wrapping up here. Monkey hit on, we've got the Facebook page. We're looking for guests, obviously. I've got some lined up. But if you have any suggestions, please feel free to find us on Facebook. And hit us up. Give us those suggestions. We're not a show without you guys. And YouTube is not being my friend. That's all right. Bear with me. There, now she's my friend. All right. Like I said, we found out about Pizzagate tonight. We've got a new friend of the show. That was wonderful. Yeah, Bear News is following us right up here with George. And with that, I'm going to lead us out with a commercial and a song. Maybe just a song. We're a little short on time. Thank you.
exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
There comes a time in a man's life that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty Sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, inthearenafitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is inthearenafitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time, every single day,